It's 86 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Amanda Young and Maggie Miller. They're acting in Thalian Association's play opening tomorrow night, The Real Thing, an award-winning play by Tom Stoppard that premiered back in 1982, but has maintained popularity ever since. Ladies, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you. Now, the show opens tomorrow night at the Red Barn Theater. You can find out more about getting tickets and perhaps a little bit more about the show at thalian.org. That's T-H-A-L-I-A-N. Now, before we move on, folks in town may or may not, some folks are familiar with Tom Stoppard, and just, I think so, you either love Tom Stoppard or you are afraid of Tom Stoppard. Maggie, just give us a little overview about the kind of issues that are addressed in this show.
Sure. Well, I feel like this is sort of a generic line, but the play is about relationships. It's called The Real Thing, and it really examines what is real. How do you know it's real? How do you know it's real love? There's a lot of play on plays. The main character is a playwright, and his two of the female characters are actresses. So you see a lot of bouncing back between his work on the stage and his life, and how life begins to imitate art, art imitating life as well.
Right. So we have, for instance, an actor, let's say an actress having an affair with an actor or a playwright, and it's hard to tell what's real and what's not, but it spills over into,
right,
of course, their regular life. We also have the idea of being a playwright and being able to express feelings and versus expressing ideas or how language is used, which I find fascinating and an interesting topic for a drama like this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Maggie, you're playing the role of Annie.
Yes.
And Annie is one of the, is like the main woman, female,
yes,
role,
yes, yes,
in the show. And she's the actress who ends up leaving her husband, who's her husband in the beginning of the play,
right,
for the playwright.
Henry. Yes.
Now, we also have Amanda here. And Amanda, you're playing the part of Charlotte. You are married to Henry at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
But Annie steals.
Yes.
Steals.
Sorry.
No problem.
Tell me about your perspective on the difference between you as his first wife and Annie as his lover who steals him away.
Well, they're very different women in general, and because of that, they have very different relationships with Henry. So Charlotte is very sharp-tongued. She's incredibly witty, which is not to say that Annie is not, but I feel like Charlotte and Henry are constantly keeping score with each other. Oh, that was a good one. That's a point for me. That was a good one. That's a point for you. And when I saw and watched in rehearsals Annie and Henry's relationship, it's so much more flirtatious and playful, and there's so much more physical affection as well, which I thought was very interesting. But Charlotte can hold her own, for sure. Don't worry too much about her.
Charlotte gets, doesn't she get a lot of money out of him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alimony, and yeah, she has a good time with it, I think.
Right. And then, does this playful, flirtatious lightness last in the relationship between Annie and Henry, Maggie?
Well, I'll tell you, I think their relationship and their affair is more born out of passion. And it's a passionate playfulness, a passionate affection with each other. And, you know, they argue passionately and they love each other passionately. And then they end up having to fight passionately to save what they've developed together, to save their relationship. And so that's kind of the question is, can this passion settle down into something more permanent and more something that will, you know, more real, for mm-hmm. lack of a better word.
Now, one of the forces that's in the room, I think, in the play, but is shown only briefly, is this other man, Brody.
Yes.
Tell us about Annie's relationship with Brody.
So Annie is passionate in every aspect of her life, and she is an activist, and she has kind of taken up the cause of a young man named Brody, a criminal. You know, he set fire to the wreath of the unknown soldier.
But that's because there was a meaning in that, though, right?
Yes. But, you know, we laugh. Brody is a character that is talked about the entire play, and you don't actually meet him till the end. But Brody, the character of Brody and it's more symbolic for other things going on in their life. You know, it's more an excuse that for the things you can't talk about. I think we've all, you know, had arguments in relationships where you're fighting about something, but that's not at all what you're fighting about.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of once you've picked your side and picked your, you know, picked your gun, you've got to hold to it and stick to it.
And so Brody's like this activist. And actually, doesn't Annie use Brody as an excuse to see Henry?
Yes.
tells her first husband, who she's married to at the beginning of the show, I'm going to see Brody, the activist who I support. And really, she's going to hang out with
Henry,
her lover.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She uses Brody as an excuse for a lot of things.
Now, also, it's said that this play is mirrors a lot of the actual playwright's life. Tom Stoppard's life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think there are a lot of similarities for sure. We won't go into what those are, but one of the things about Tom Stoppard is the way he uses language, and also this playwright Henry in this show that Tom Stoppard wrote is, you know, obsessed about using language and using language clearly. We just have about a minute left, but can you tell me a little bit about the language that Tom Stoppard uses?
Sure, absolutely. And I joke that I probably should have played Henry. I love his use of words, but Henry says in the play that words are a beautiful thing and they should be sacred and special, and that if you take care of them, you can build bridges over incomprehension and chaos, and that you can possibly even nudge the world a little. And I think that that's such a perfect way to put it. I say that the words and the language in this play are just as beautiful as any piece of music that you could possibly listen to. I know they feel that way saying them.
Wow. So, did you have anything you'd like to add,
Amanda? Oh, no. I mean, Maggie just said everything so beautifully. Yeah. So
that's because words are so powerful.
Absolutely.
And you can use them like a cricket bat.
Is it? Yes.
Instead of a plank of wood.
Right.
You know, a cricket bat or a plank of wood. Folks, you can see this play. It opens tomorrow night at the Red Barn Theater, which is on 3rd Street. You can find out more at thalian.org. And this is a 3-week run?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up on 91.3, it's Coastline. Music, of course, continues here on Classical HQR.